I'm Sarah Prout, and I want you to manifest anything that your heart desires. As a survivor of 10 years of domestic violence, I went from living on welfare as a single mother to now helping millions of people around the world to follow their dreams. Now I'm on a soulful mission to inspire and empower you to believe that anything is possible. Are you ready to begin your journey to manifesting? Great, then let's get started. Welcome to today's episode, everyone. It is episode number 42 of the Journey to Manifesting podcast. And I am so happy to be here with you today. I have a very interesting topic, as per usual, but one that I know you guys are really going to love because this had so much traction on my Instagram account. And if you're not already following me, please do so. My Instagram name is at Sarah Prout. That's S-A-R-A-H-P-R-O-U-T. So make sure that you follow me for daily doses of manifesting inspiration, where I give you a behind the scenes look at my daily life here in Las Vegas with 4 children and 3 dogs and a husband and running a business. All of the things. So make sure that you follow me and you can check out this post that created quite a stir. And it was all about how to fix the vibes. And that is the theme of today's episode. But before I dive into that, I would love to share with you right now the review of the week. And if you're new to the Journey to Manifesting podcast, then this is a way that I love to connect with the community that's been built around Journey to Manifesting. You guys are so incredible. And I love to read every single comment and review that's left so that it helps me to not only create future content that I know will be really valuable for you guys, but it also helps to give me feedback and an understanding about how I can serve you the most. And at the same time, I love to send back the energy of love and gratitude and appreciation for everybody that takes the time to write the most amazing love notes. I am so grateful to every single one of you that have been so kind as to leave me a great review on iTunes. So today's review of the week is from somebody called Luscious Lash, and this review was left on August 23rd, 2018. And the title is Gratitude for Your Podcasts in a Hard Time. Hi, Sarah. So I had a conversation with my mum earlier and shared my manifesting journey with her and was immediately shot down by her to the point where I was in tears after hanging up. I couldn't shake the feeling, so I went to the gym to raise my vibration and simultaneously listen to your podcasts back to back. Now my jaw hurts from smiling so much. I just want to say thank you for being there for me and helping me align myself again after the limiting beliefs and resistance I felt from that conversation. So to Luscious Lash, I am sending you so much love and gratitude and appreciation for sharing that perspective with us, because I know so many of you guys out there can relate to, you know, going full steam ahead on our manifesting journeys and feeling really inspired and uplifted, and then we meet the resistance. And these people around us are literally party poopers that rain on our parade and make us feel, actually, no, they don't. I'm going to catch myself right there. They don't make us feel anyway. We choose to feel and we choose to respond to whatever stimuli we're being presented with. But we need to remember our power. So I'm really glad I stopped myself then, because it's so easy to forget and to slip into that numbness, that slumber, that lack of awareness that we have the power to choose. So just remember that next time. So let's dive into today's theme, which is about how you can fix the vibes. And I feel like this really beautifully dovetails off that review, because it will help to give us these handy tools that we need in order to raise our vibration and to create a beautiful, peaceful, harmonious relationship in our immediate environment. So the ultimate recipe to fix the vibes. So let's first peel back some layers and understand what exactly is a vibe. Well, It's a shortened word for vibration, meaning energy. And before I dive further into that, I would love to tell you about something really exciting that's happening very soon. Would you like to transform your manifesting journey? Yes or no? And I'm sure you will. So as a special gift to you, I'll soon be hosting a series of live online manifesting workshops. During these soulful sessions, you'll discover a heart-based and proven process for manifesting all of your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires. I would dearly love for you to join me. And you can reserve your space for free by going to manifestingworkshop.com. That's manifestingworkshop.com. So let's go back to the ultimate recipe to fix the vibes. And as I just said, everything is energy. We literally live in what I call an ocean of motion, where all of the things are buzzing and oscillating at a very specific frequency. Sometimes as we move through our lives, we ride the wave of dealing with funky energy. And I know many of you guys can feel me on that one when, you know, you might have moved into a new rental property and there's some really weird vibes from previous tenants. Or you might be working with someone that is always negative or always complaining. And they might be working with you in your office and you just don't like to be around them because their vibe just kind of brings you down. Or potentially it might be a weird phase of the moon and everybody's experiencing, you know, odd energy, or could be to do with your cycle, or perhaps you're not getting enough sleep because your kids have been keeping you up. Whatever it is, there are little helpers, little miracle helpers that you can rely on to transform your energy to a space of not only balance, but harmony. So here's the ultimate recipe. It's a collection of things and tools that I personally use when I need to transform my energy, my vibration. It's the ultimate recipe to fix the vibes. So the first one is sage. This helps you to clean the vibe. Now, before you think that it's a little too witchy or perhaps a little woo-woo, this magical process has actually been backed by science to suggest that there is amazing health benefits to clearing your space with the smoke of sage. It can help to purify the air within a very short space of time, and it also helps to ground your vibration and generate negative ions, which help to reduce stress and tension and animosity that you could have built up in your energetic environment and your aura. So the science element is really cool, but I much prefer to focus on the energy management side of things to keep your environment at a high vibe frequency. And all you need to do is go to somewhere like Whole Foods, that's here in the States, or you can go to Amazon.com and search up sage. And most good metaphysical bookstores have it, or crystal stores. And it's a great tool to have whenever you want to lift that heavy energy, perhaps after a difficult conversation or an argument or just clearing the air. This is what sage will help you to do. The next magical tool on my list of ways to help you clear the vibe is rock salt. Now, most people just have this in their kitchen, so it's really super easy to find. You can find it at most supermarkets. And rock salt, helps to repel low vibes. Many years ago, I was experiencing some lower frequency vibes in my house, and a psychic told me to sprinkle the four corners of my bedroom with rock salt to create an energetic safe zone. So it literally kind of sets a boundary, and it helps to clear the energy and stop any negativity from crossing those boundaries. You could use rock salt or that beautiful pink Himalayan salt as well, just not regular table salt. Another great way of using salt for energetic uplifting is to take a hot or warm bath in Epsom salts. They have so many wonderful health benefits to them as well. And all you need to do is take two large scoops of Epsom salts to create a beautiful high-vibe self-care ritual that helps to replenish your sense of self, and that helps to repel the low vibes and welcomes in the high ones. The third thing is clear quartz, which helps to, you guessed it, clear the vibe. In a similar way to rock salt, the clear quartz has the power to amplify and reset your energy field. It promotes peace of mind and clarity, and it's such a beautiful way to harness that power of crystals to remind you of the power that you have to create your own reality. So make sure that you choose a piece that looks really fresh to you and clear, if that makes sense. I'm sure all the crystal lovers out there will really get what I'm saying. And this will help you to set the intention that this crystal will help to support you energetically when you need it to. The next thing is amethyst. Amethyst helps to attract good vibes. It's a beautiful purple stone. It's known as the stone of spirit. And it's the same hue, the same color as the crown chakra, our connection and our gateway to the divine within. Amethysts are beautiful in mala beads, as meditation tools, and they even, the monks in Tibet use amethyst a lot in their daily spiritual practices. It's also a protective stone that helps to guide your energy to a space of calm and collected trust in the universe. So I have, if you guys have checked out my Instagram account, you'll know that I quite often share Instagram stories of my crystal collection, and one of the most collected stones that I have is amethyst. My husband Sean has also gone on a bit of a crystal collecting rampage recently, where he's been acquiring these incredible pieces on eBay, you know, 10 pounds of amethyst that are on his beautiful little magic station, as he calls it, in his office. And amethyst is a stone that he feels very drawn to as well. So it attracts good vibes. That's essentially why you should surround yourself with amethyst and make sure that you connect with your stones, your crystals on a regular basis. The next beautiful piece of spiritual supportive tools that you can have in your environment is a citrine. This brings abundance vibes. Citrine is known to be the queen of the manifestation stones. And when you combine the power of your affirmation and intention, it's a powerful stone to help amplify prosperity and abundance being attracted into your reality. Citrine also helps to open your third eye and makes it easier for your intuition to flow. And it also helps you to dream big for yourself. Now, for those of you that are familiar with my work, I've worked with thousands of people around the world to help them to manifest their dreams. And one of the things that is the biggest block, and I've seen this happen in thousands of people, thousands of comments, lots of feedback, is that people don't feel worthy enough to manifest their desires. And something like a citrine, just the simple reminder of that stone, can help to ground yourself in the awareness that you are worthy. And then once you start to feel worthy, you can start and begin to dream bigger for yourself. You can start to allow yourself to have wonderful, huge, big dreams that can be defined on your own terms, whatever abundance and prosperity looks like for you, how that lights up your heart. And the next, I love these so much. I'm just so excited to share this with you. The next piece of sacred reminders, that doesn't even make sense. The next sacred reminder tool that you can use is rose quartz. And again, I have so much rose quartz on my altar, on my magic station. And rose quartz, in its pretty pink appearance, is a stone that helps to manifest love. This brings the love vibes. It has the energy of the divine feminine, compassion, healing, and most of all, and most importantly, unconditional love. It bursts your heart chakra wide open in order to help you manifest more softness into your life. Apparently, it's been used as a token of love dating back to as early as, what is it? I don't have time to Google right now, but I do remember that it is 600 BC. It dates back that far, which is crazy. It's wonderful for attracting new love or to spark the flame in an existing relationship. So I can highly recommend that you keep a piece of rose quartz on your nightstand or wherever you feel like you need that reminder to ground into the presence of love. And the last thing on this list of the ultimate recipe to fix the vibes is essential oils. Now, you guys know that I love essential oils, especially doTERRA essential oils. I know there are a lot of competing brands out there, but the one that I have chosen to invest a lot in as part of my medicine cabinet, my natural medicine cabinet, is doTERRA. Essential oils are these beautiful, magical, plant-based, natural, volatile, aromatic compounds. And they're found in seeds and bark, stems, roots, flowers, you know the deal. And since the dawn of time, essential oils have been used not only internally, but topically for aromatic healing, emotional support, and for beauty purposes. I mean, think, you know, the times of Cleopatra, the Egyptian times. These were, you know, they left the gold in the tombs and they took the oils, which is, you know, just such a beautiful testimony to how powerful essential oils are. They're also fabulous for high vibe intentional manifesting. And that's why it's a great way to manifest the wellness vibes through essential oils. So just to recap, we have sage, which helps to cleanse the vibe. We have rock salt, which helps to repel low vibes. We have clear quartz to clear the vibe, amethyst to attract good vibes, citrine, which brings abundance vibes, rose quartz, which brings love vibes, and essential oils, which helps to manifest wellness vibes. Now, when you use whatever it is that you feel intuitively guided towards, it can really help to support you on your manifesting journey, especially if you are highly energetically sensitive. And I know so many of you are out there, whether you are a healer, a light worker, an empath, or whatever it is that, I won't use the word suffers, but has to creatively manage your energy, because sometimes the world around you can become so overwhelming. These tools can be incredibly powerful at helping you to remain grounded and to work with the universe to bring your desires to fruition. Like I mentioned earlier, I have something really special coming up soon, and it's a special gift that I've created just for you guys. I'll soon be hosting a series of live online manifesting workshops, and during these soulful sessions, you'll be discovering a heart-based and proven process that I've created for manifesting your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires. So I would love for you to join me, and you can reserve your space by going to manifestingworkshop.com. And don't forget to check out the link to this episode so you can read the show notes and you can see some more of my personal insights about the ultimate recipe to fix the vibes. It has been, once again, an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you today, and I hope that you'll connect with me at the upcoming manifesting workshop. I would love to take this work just that one step further with you guys and really help to support you on your manifesting journey and make sure that you are creating a grand and magnificent vision for your future. That's it from me for now. Sending you so much light and so much love. And enjoy your journey to manifesting.